Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Ed Jordan is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Ed's a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top computer software experts on the planet, and he's one of the things he does. By the way, 28 books on technology and computers. He's in the Computer Hall of Fame. Go to Jordan, YORDON.com, and check out his website. Ed, thanks again for being here. One of the things you do a lot is you're an expert witness in a number of different venues. Tell the audience about some of the venues and some of the stories that would apply to us.
But an expert witness is somebody who is usually hired by lawyers to help explain some aspect of a dispute between parties, in this case the computers.
Right.
I started off as an expert witness on huge computer projects that had crashed and delivered unacceptable results. The familiar example that you would know is the Obamacare website.
Right.
But now...
You were an expert witness on the Obamacare website?
No. Oh. But that's an example.
Like that.
That's
okay.
An example.
Well, if you ever are, we have to know about this, Ed, so be sure to...
Well, the frustrating thing is that I wouldn't be able to tell you, because normally you have to sign all kinds
gag
of
orders.
Disclosure agreements. But anyway, the thing that affects everybody today is the intellectual property laws.
Right.
Because everything you buy or use or run into in society has got a computer in it and enormous amounts of software that is protected to some extent by patents that may have been issued 10 years ago. So now there are all these patent infringement lawsuits, like Apple versus Samsung, for example, on the smartphones have got dozens,
right,
if not hundreds of patents
right,
and millions of lines of code. So I get called in on those things to
What will you be helping to decide in those cases?
Well, the question is sometimes whether the original patent was even valid. I just had Siri go off for some reason.
Sorry.
Siri overheard what I was saying.
We're just talking about that the other day. Siri's taking over.
Right.
Yeah.
So the question is whether the original patent was valid, and then the immediate question usually is whether some competitor infringed upon your patent and tried to basically steal your ideas,
right,
in copycat invention of some kind. And those are worth billions of dollars, those
right,
lawsuits, because, you know, they get embedded in every car that
mm-hmm,
you drive or a smartphone that you buy. Or
an automobile company could buy a component for a car from XYZ company and do it in good faith, thinking they had what they needed, and come to find out that XYZ company had infringed on a patent of another company in building their device, and it put the car company in jeopardy.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a typical car these days has got about 300 computers.
Yeah.
So your scenario is absolutely correct.
And so your job would be to decide if they did infringe, or to testify whether you thought they did infringe or didn't infringe.
That's right. Usually, I'm hired by the lawyers on one side or the other side. So
do you specialize in one side or the other?
No.
Okay.
Partly because these cases are rarely ever black and white.
Right.
There's a lot of gray.
When you go in, you don't know who the good guys are, do you? Do you ever get into the case and during the case say, you know, guys, you've hired me to prove a certain thing, but frankly, you guys are wrong.
And the lawyers would rather hear it from their own side
right,
first, because these are usually civil cases, which means that at the end it's going to be a matter of negotiating how many millions or billions of dollars
right,
are going to be. It's pretty rare that somebody goes to jail, although
right,
you know, there are some cases where a computer failure ultimately leads to people dying, and that can have criminal consequences. The lawyers would like to know if there's a skeleton in the closet from their own people before it comes up at trial.
Right.
And they'll deal with it as best they can.
Yeah, they use you the way they do mock juries, and to see how a jury would handle a case. They do that if it's that big. So very interesting. How many of these do you do a year?
Usually one or two a year.
Yeah.
Because the big ones will go on.
Take a lot of your time, don't they?
Yeah.
And you have to do a lot of research in advance, don't you?
Not only in advance, but all through, because usually these days there are millions of documents that have to be reviewed.
Very interesting.
All the emails, all the correspondence between everybody.
Yeah,
so
very
interesting. It's a big job.
Hey, thanks again for being here. Thanks for almost 17 great years of support.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you next time. Ed Yordan, ladies and gentlemen, yourdon.com. Check out his website. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.